The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to We're a Little Behind. I'm Chris Gomez.
And I'm Jen Gomez.
And today we're talking about a little bit of things.
A little bit of that.
You know what? We're just going to be totally honest with you. We have no idea what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, well, that's not true. We have a little bit of an idea.
Okay, I'm being sort of honest with you. We have no idea what we're going to talk about today.
We're loosely structured.
Yes. That's it. Oh, I like that. That sounds very corporate approved, mandated terminology.
Right?
I like it.
Right?
We're what?
I'm on it. We're loosely structured.
Nice. I like it. Very nice.
So, I mean, we do have a topic that has been ongoing. We're going to finish up our discussion about Oscar-nominated Best Pictures. Because
okay.
We have now seen them all, asterisk, sort of.
That's a big asterisk.
It is. And we'll get to that. But first off, let's talk about Green Book.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's one that we have watched
recently. Okay, so, well, to recap, the ones we have seen out of, there's 8 Best Picture nominees for the 2019 Oscars.
Right.
And of those 8, we had already watched 6, which was Vice, Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Panther, A Star is Born, The Favorite, and BlacKkKlansman.
And
that left only 2 left, which is Green Book and Roma.
Yes. So we watched these 2, kind of, this week.
We watched in its entirety.
Green Book. Yes.
Is it Mahershala Ali? Is that
Mahershala Ali and Viggo Mortensen, which, oh my gosh, he looks so different.
Yeah.
He gained so much weight for this role.
Yeah.
I think it said he gained like 20 or 30 pounds, and it looks like he gained a lot more. Because he just, even in his face, he looks so different. Because this character eats nonstop throughout the movie. It's kind of a plot point, kind of.
And wasn't the point, one of the trivias that you saw was that he was one of the only actors who didn't eat the catered, like, craft services stuff because he was eating so much.
On screen. Yeah. And, yeah, he said that the catering looked delicious, but he never actually got to eat any of it because he was eating so much during filming.
And interesting, this is directed by a first-time director with 25 years of experience.
Yeah. Yes, it was directed by Peter Farrelly of the Farrelly Brothers.
So, like, There's Something About Mary, mm-hmm. Tons of comedies.
Yeah, they usually do comedy. This is his first drama. And you know what? For a first-time go, this was amazing.
Yeah.
He did a really good job. This is a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little bit of trepidation going into it. Like, the trailers made it look good, but to me it didn't look that interesting. But I actually ended up really enjoying it. It's a very well-done movie.
I really liked it. I know that there was some brouhaha over the family of Mahershala Ali's character, Dr. Don
Shirley.
Shirley.
Yeah, so the movie is about Dr. Don Shirley, who was an African-American pianist. He was a classically trained pianist. He lived above Carnegie Hall for a little while. I mean, this was a big dude. Big deal. And he was doing a musical tour in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hired, what was his first name?
I just remembered Lip because it's just so.
Yeah, Tony Lip.
Tony Lip. Yeah.
Is what he's known by. His Tony Vallelonga, mm-hmm. who was a bouncer in New York. And he hired him to be his driver and bodyguard, pretty much, on this tour in the South. And the movie is about the friendship that bonded during this tour, because Tony wasn't outright, like, violently racist, but he had his prejudices.
Right. And for those who know, his son is the one who wrote this.
Right.
Who wrote the book. It's based on a book. And he wrote the screenplay, too, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, this is not him, and he had a good relationship with his dad, so this is not him being like, oh, this is a terrible guy. Like, he pointed out the fact that because of where they grew up during the time, like, his dad had his prejudices.
Mm-hmm. And it takes place in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And so on this road trip that took 4 months, two months, they created a friendship. Now, the family and Dr. Shirley didn't have a lot of close family. He didn't have kids. And he had a spouse for a little while, but they weren't married very long. So it's cousins and brothers who have said that they were not consulted and that the movie doesn't portray their relationship correctly because it was always just employer-employee, that they weren't friends. But then, so they said that when this movie was released last year.
Mm-hmm.
But then last month in January, a recording of Dr. Shirley was found. Talking about how his life was in Tony's hands. And you can't have a regular employer-employee relationship. You have to have friendship. So that kind of discounted everything that was being said by the family.
Yeah, he said that they were more than friends. His life was in his hands. So to say that it was just an employer thing wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Nick Vallelonga, the son who wrote it, said that he knew Dr. Shirley as a family friend. So I don't know. It's the controversy seems a little fishy. But Tony himself, the actual character, went on to be an actor, and he was on The Sopranos for a while.
Yeah.
And then Nick is a filmmaker, not just the writer of this. So they're kind of in the biz. But it was a really good movie. I really enjoyed it.
It really was. No, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Because apparently Dr. Shirley was very private about
mm-hmm.
about every, all aspects of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of brings into light some of the things about him that it was agreed upon, and the reason why Nick Vallelonga was waited so long. He's been wanting to do this movie for a while, but he agreed not to do it until after Dr. Shirley had passed. So Dr. Shirley and his dad both passed within months of each other
mm-hmm.
in, what was it, 2013 or 2016?
13, I believe.
Okay. So, yeah, this is a really good movie. You will be engrossed. You will watch it. You will enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very nice cohesive story.
There is.
And there is, which you probably go, why would you stipulate that? Well, because we also watched Roma.
Mm-hmm. But we tried to watch Roma.
There you go. There it is.
So Roma is the Netflix original movie that was written, directed, and cinematographied by Alfonso Cuarón.
Who, by the
way,
I am
not a fan.
He's done other works.
He has.
Including
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, which is a movie I absolutely hated because it was my favorite book of the series until book 7. And I was so excited for that movie. But the problem was is that he changed so much. He made it an artsy film, and it just, he glossed over important parts of the storyline to where you got this very, like, derivative story out of this very complex book and complex emotions and feelings, and I think he absolutely destroyed all of that in this film. And Isaac, who we've had on before, who we had on the Robin Hood episode, made a very good point that when you give someone like Alfonso Cuarón, who is very expressive, very independent, very artsy, something to adapt, they're going to make changes because they want it to reflect their own style. And I think he was a bad choice for a director of a Harry Potter film. And this movie, Roma, it wasn't adapted. He wrote it.
He wrote it.
He pretty much
directed,
did everything.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't cater the thing. But, and maybe he did. I don't know. Because I couldn't get through the credits because I couldn't get through the movie.
We got an hour into this 2-hour-and-15-minute movie.
And
it is just boring.
So my problem was not that it was in black and white. That was fine.
I didn't even realize, like, you saying it right now just kind of triggered, like, oh, yeah, it was. Like, that wasn't even a thing for me.
I didn't care that it was subtitled.
No, I can read just fine.
That the movie was in Spanish and was subtitled English.
I can read just fine.
That was fine. My problem was that there was no discernible storyline.
No.
And it focuses on this upper middle class family in Mexico City in the 70s, and their maid.
And in the Roma district.
In the Roma
title.
So the maid is, I guess, the main character.
I would, from what we watched, I would assume so. Yes.
And it was, I mean, there was a 5 minute scene, okay, somewhere between 2 and 5 minute scene of the father of the family pulling his car into the car park garage area, and how he had to keep backing up and adjusting and pulling in, and then backing up and adjusting and pulling in, and it kept focusing on the cigarette in his hand on the steering wheel, and it was just I got so bored.
There were so many pointlessly long shots, not scenes, shots, like the movie theater scene. So we're only able to talk about the first hour. So everything we're mentioning is within the first hour of the film.
Which, by the way, if the trailer, most of it was in the first hour. We saw most of what was in the trailer.
Yeah. This is a Netflix original movie, and I don't know how this has won so many. It's won a lot of awards.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Not even counting Oscars. Like, it's won Golden Globes. It's won all these film festival awards. It's won a ton of stuff. I cannot, for the life of me, figure out why. Maybe there is a shocking twist at the very end that I don't know about, but you know what? You didn't have a good enough movie to get me there.
And I don't think there is, because the plot description on IMDb is a year in the life of middle-class families made in Mexico City in the early 70s. That's it.
And there's, like, the part where she's in the movie theater, and her boyfriend leaves, and they keep on that shot for that. I'm pretty sure that's about 3 minutes.
That's the only one I was somewhat okay with, because what's happening is that so they're making out in the back of the theater, and she tells him, "I think I'm pregnant," and he says, "Oh, well, that's good, right?" And she says, "Oh, is it?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's awesome. By the way, I gotta go to the bathroom," and then never comes back. So they were showing the awkwardness of her sitting there realizing that her boyfriend is ditching her because he found out that she was pregnant.
Right.
So that one I'm okay with. But there were so many others in this first hour.
How about the weird one where they're going on the date, and then they're like, they're going on a double date, and then he tells her, "Oh, let's just go for a walk in the park." And they're like, "Yeah, we're going to go for a walk in the park." And then they end up going back. It changes things.
At some point. We don't know what time frame.
It immediately changes to them being him naked in the bathroom pulling a curtain rod off, and then he does naked martial arts.
Yeah. He uses the curtain rod as a staff and puts on, like, a martial arts exposition for her completely naked. And
not like, "Oh, we're hiding camera angles." No, this is
full frontal.
This is wang. Wang in your face. Just bam, bam.
And I'm like, why? It was so boring. We couldn't do it. We just looked at each other and said, "You know what? It's not worth it.
I can't. There were so many weird long shots for no reason.
And it's not like we could casually watch it while we did something else, because it's subtitled. We had to read the whole thing.
But even then, like, it's terribly terrible. Like, I'm running out of adjectives to describe how boring it was.
Maybe we're just not cultured enough. I don't know. I don't know. I think it felt artsy for artsy's sake.
Oh, it absolutely was.
And
like the shots of her picking up the dog poop and like, we got to make sure we show all of this and the weird long sweeping shots. The movie starts off with her going into the outhouse bathroom, mm-hmm. and then just keeping the shot on the little building while she's in there.
Yeah.
Like, why?
And then you hear the toilet flush, you hear her wash her hands, and she walks out, and she finishes doing her chores, and then it switches to another scene with more chores.
It's so boring. It's so pointless.
This is not our pick for best film.
No. Okay, so.
However, it is interesting to note that it is nominated for both Best Picture and
best foreign
language film.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
It's not good.
So I think it'll probably win foreign film, but not Best Picture is my hope. Because if this wins Best Picture, then I will have lost all faith in the Academy.
If you're going by actual good movies, I would say that A Star is Born is the winner.
Mm-hmm.
The second, I think the second best chance would probably be Vice.
Mm-hmm.
I think your longest shot is obviously Black Panther.
Yeah.
I think that's the, it's an honor just to be nominated, nominee. And I think that Roma and The Favorite have odds on probably middle of the road chances just because they're artsy and classy and black and white and, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
definitely
these,
artsy.
These movies were definitely at the bottom of our list. The Favorite has a little bit of an edge over Roma just because it was a storyline we could follow.
And stayed with through the end.
And we did watch it, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roma, no. We couldn't even get, no.
Nope. So what, the other one, Black Klansman, is fantastic, but I would be very surprised if that won Best Picture.
Yeah, I think Green Book has a good shot too.
I think for the same reasons.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be an interesting ceremony with no host this year because of the controversy with Kevin Hart. There's now no host. They've decided not to replace him.
So what are the other ones I'm missing? Did I get them all?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I did two at a time. You got the two worst, which is Favorite and Roma.
Mm-hmm.
You got the probably not a really good chance with Black Klansman and Black Panther, oddly enough.
Oh, and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, that's
I don't think it'll win.
I don't think it'll win either.
I think there's too many problems with the fact that it's based on actual events and did such a poor job of portraying actual events.
Yeah. Except for the finale.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
Did you, now we're having, you know, marital conversations on the air, but whatever. Did you get to see the video that I posted of the comparison between?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like I said, that's the only reason why this is one of the reasons why it's nominated is for this scene alone, because it is spot on, but there is factual inaccuracy. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a break.
Yep.
And we are going to be back with another topic of sorts.
That's right.
Let's pull this out of thin air.
It's going to be a surprise.
Yeah, all right. You're listening to We're a Little Behind. I'm Chris Gomez.
I'm Jen Gomez.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to We're a Little Behind. I'm Chris Gomez.
And I'm Jen Gomez.
And the sound that you hear is that of Africa by Toto.
Such a great song.
The reason I play this is because it was the number one song on this day 36 years ago.
Ooh.
Welcome to 1983, Toto.
And it's still amazing.
This song kind of lives on in the lexicon. I usually try to have the music kind of fade out and die out before they start singing, but, I mean, it's Africa.
Right.
This is kind of living on in the lexicon. It's some friends of ours are really into this song.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, it is the ultimate song, apparently.
And a new theory has come out about the meaning behind the song, which I can totally get behind.
Yeah?
And it is that this song is about a werewolf.
Do you have the theory available?
I don't. It's not anywhere succinctly enough.
Uh-huh.
But it's a song about a lovesick werewolf. And it is amazing. And that is how I now think of this song. Because...
Frightened of this thing that I've become?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I see it.
Yeah. So...
There's another thing online about this song, and it's... It's about the fact that it's a Christmas song. And the reason being is that it's raining in Africa. They mention the Serengetis, which means if it's raining in the Serengetis at that time, it must mean that it's in December, which means that thus it would be the Christmas season and this is a Christmas song. It's a pretty big stretch, but that's what I read.
I'd rather think it's about werewolves.
Werewolves it is.
Yeah, he's searching for mystic words. You know, to cure him of his affliction.
I like it.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Werewolf. Love it. I can never change the radio station when this is on.
Right, you can't.
Never, ever.
Like,
ever.
Right now, since we're on the radio, this may be the biggest audience ever, just because they just can't turn, they just can't turn a ring.
So good.
Right? So, yeah, number one song on this very day, 36 years ago, 1983.
Well, happy anniversary, Africa.
Yep. By Toto, not by the Toto. Continent. Oh. That's been around a lot longer.
And there's a new art installation of speakers that are actually in Africa that played this song on a loop forever.
Wow.
They're solar-powered speakers that are continually playing Africa in Africa.
So your vacation there is just to hear
this song. Yep.
Yep, that's it.
That's it.
That's completely it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boom, 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 boom. So congratulations, Africa. You're now an art installation.
Yep.
And you're a cover by Weezer, which is not great.
Not as good. Not as good.
A really good cover of this song is by Ninja Sex Party.
Yes, they are amazing with their covers.
Yeah, so I've heard covers of this song, and the best one is not Weezer. It is Ninja Sex Party.
And they have an album called Under the Covers,
which Volume 1 and Volume 2, which are all 80s songs, and the third one is coming out this fall.
And it's awesome. So,
well, I don't know about the third one, but I'm assuming it will be.
Their other ones are awesome. So if you look them up on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you listen to music, look up Ninja Sex Party.
Oh, I've had to fade it all the way down so we can go on to another topic. All right, so what are we talking about?
Well, it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Which means it's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
And what's really nice is right across the street from the station, we have a Mexican restaurant, so we can actually have tacos.
Oh, that's exactly what we Tuesday. Do. Our show runs from 6 to 7 p.m. on the radio station. As soon as we're done, we head right over there and get tacos.
Tacos. But what I also think about now when I think of Taco Tuesday is the Lego movie.
The Lego movie. I love that movie.
Because the climax is Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Although, do you remember what taco stands for in that movie?
It's actually tacos, but the S is silent.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't remember what it stands for.
But it's Total Destruction Day.
Yeah.
So why are we talking about Lego Movie? We're obviously not behind because we have seen it because it is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of our favorite movies. And
so now you should see it too if you haven't.
The best movie we saw in 2014. Was by far the Lego movie. And the fact that it wasn't nominated at all for Best Animated Film was just, it broke my heart.
Yeah.
It was nominated for Best Song for Everything is Awesome.
By Lonely Island.
Which was awesome because they got to perform it at the Oscars.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean.
Their performance was the best of that night.
Awesome is really the only way you can describe it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that this wasn't nominated for Best Animated Picture is so. Oh, it saddened me. This movie is so good.
Who else? Like, what else was on that year? I can't remember. I just remember being like, no, there's no way that those are better than this. Like, for sure. Because, No. All of those emotions coming out at once. But yeah, it didn't get an. I was like, it was so good, it should have gotten a Best Picture nomination. But, you know, they're not going to. And then. Animated was obvious, and then when it didn't, that was just infuriating.
Yeah, and this kind of takes us back to, I believe that was our first party, wasn't it, when Ellen hosted?
No, our first one was 2013.
Oh, okay, well, sorry. So, second annual. But, so that year it was The Croods.
Wait, so it came out in 2014?
Yes.
Which means the 2015 Oscars. Yeah.
Let me go back.
But, yeah, it's, our first Oscar party was in 2013, because this is the 7th annual.
Ah, that's true.
So, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, yep, 7th. So, look at me count to kill time.
All right, so the nominees for Best Animated Film in 2015 were somewhere on this list.
That's awesome. You had me going there. I was like, oh, we have something for everybody. People are listening with bated breath, trying to figure out what we're going to do.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Big Hero 6.
Ooh, that was a good one.
The Box Trolls.
Mm.
How to Train Your Dragon 2. Song of the Sea.
What?
And The Tale of the Princess Kaguya. No, Kaguya.
What one?
Well, you didn't ask me which one won.
Well, those are the nominees, but
it doesn't tell me which one won.
Okay.
It just tells me the nominees.
Just Google that right now. Just be like, who won 2015 Best Animated? If it's Big Hero 6 or How to Train Your Dragon 2, then I will at least not be upset.
It was Big Hero 6.
Okay. That one was
an amazing good. Movie, but Lego Movie was better.
Lego Movie was absolutely better, yes.
And we're going to go ahead and spoil the ending of it because the statute of limitations has ended.
Well, yeah.
So the whole
because
movie,
the sequel comes out in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah. So the whole movie is Lego-based and is amazing.
It comes out this weekend.
Yeah. So they took such great pains. I mean, it's all CGI, but it looks like it's made out of Lego. Everything is Lego. But then at the end of the movie, it goes into the real world, and you realize that this city that it takes place on is actually in someone's basement, and it's this kid playing with his father's set, his father's Lego set. So the main bad guy is President Business, or Lord Business, who is voiced by Will Ferrell. And he's all about the master builders can't make their own creations, everything has to be uniform, and he uses this big weapon called the Craggle, which turns out to be a tube of crazy glue.
With some of the letters scratched out to make it
look, make it look like Craggle. It says Craggle. And that way the Lego pieces are stuck together so that they can't move. Well, it turns out that Will Ferrell is this kid's father, and he comes down the stairs, and he's the bad guy because he won't let his son play with his Legos. He won't let him use his imagination, that he has to build them, you know, in certain ways. And so then they have this heart-to-heart, and he realizes he was wrong, and the kid should play with Legos however he wants.
Oddly enough, one of Will Ferrell's best performances.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing. And so everybody's happy because everybody can be master builders, which is an actual term in the Lego world for the people who create the designs for the Lego sets.
Really?
Yeah. They are master builders.
That is interesting.
And so in the movie, the Lego pieces themselves can be master builders when they can just see pieces and build something without having plans.
Ooh.
And so this movie, I mean, it was just wonderful that it was a twist that, I mean, I didn't see coming, that it was the real world. But it was so well made and so funny and so witty. And it was one of those movies that it had references and jokes for adults to enjoy, but it didn't.
But they weren't hidden.
Yeah.
Like Shrek has crude innuendo that it's like, if you're an adult, only you get this, ha ha ha. And then the kids will laugh at like the fart jokes. Whereas in this one, the jokes were smart and clever and everyone can be in on it.
Mm-hmm. I would put this movie right under Zootopia for my favorite animated movie.
Absolutely.
Zootopia still notches ahead.
Oh, no, absolutely.
But Lego Movie is great. And so the reason we're talking about that is that we are so excited for the Lego Movie 2, the second part.
I don't like the fact that in the commercials they're choosing the critics who say it's better than the first one. I'm like, just give it a little. We'll see about that.
Yeah. So it opens on the 8th. So it opens this weekend. And this is one we are not going to be a little behind on.
No, we'll be seeing this Sunday.
We are seeing this weekend. I am so excited. I am going in, though, with my expectations not super high. Because I loved the first one so much, I don't think this one's going to be as good as the first one.
You know,
but I'm reserving judgment.
You know, I didn't think Lego Batman was going to be
Lego
either,
Batman was really
Lego
good.
Lego Batman was it's probably one of the best Batman movies.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. Okay. I mean, it might
so
be good.
And I'm saying it's fine to go in with my expectations low, so that way I can be pleasantly surprised when I'm wrong.
Uh-huh. So if you haven't seen the Lego movie and I just spoiled the ending, I apologize, but still see it because it's amazing.
Oh, it's still worth it, yeah.
And Chris Pratt
the writing is so witty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such visual fun to watch. Like, watching it is fun.
And I love that they call the sequel the second part.
Such a great title.
That's just clever. It's super clever. And I love cleverness in the movies.
Yeah, me too. So we are going to take a break.
All right.
And it's a pretty big break, so just hang around and come back around on the other side of it.
We will be back.
Yes. You're listening to We're a Little Behind. I'm Chris Gomez.
I'm Jen Gomez.
We'll be right back.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is bringing his band back to the Cascade Theater for a show you don't want to miss. Robert Cray blends blues, soul, and American roots with a soulful voice and precision guitar work that's earned him 5 Grammys. The Robert Cray Band, Saturday, February 9th at the Cascade. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
You're invited to share the love. Saturday, February 9th from 6 to 11 p.m. at Reading Senior Hall, it's Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment all to support Shining Care's Gatekeepers program to preserve the quality of life, independence, safety, and dignity of older adults in our community. And now, here's your Masters of Ceremony for the evening, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's us. Come join us for this fabulous fundraiser for the Older Adult Gatekeeper Program.
Together we create a bridge to wellness for our at-risk older generation.
There'll be a live and silent auction with great items. Tickets are just $35 per person, or sponsor a table for eight. Call 232-5543 for more info. That's 232-5543. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Wind River Resort and Casino, and REU. We'll see you there.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to We're a Little Behind. I'm Chris Gomez.
And I'm Jen Gomez.
And we are, we've only done this once before. Remember when we were doing an episode about Teen Titans and we ended up finding out that they're making the Teen Titans go to the movies?
Yes.
And we announced it right then and there because,
yes.
And we weren't behind, we were actually ahead because of all these things.
Uh-huh.
We're doing that again.
We're doing that again. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. So I was cruising the net here on break and I found out that Tommy Wiseau is making a new movie.
Yes. That is, and it's coming soon. There's a teaser trailer.
There's a leaked teaser trailer. So
yeah.
it's barely official.
Yeah. Apparently it hasn't even been filmed yet. They just filmed the teaser.
They did the teaser, but it's called Big Shark. And it takes place in New Orleans. And it's
apparently was where he's from.
Right, because that accent, of course he's from New Orleans. And it's about three firefighters who save the world. Apparently from a giant shark. It's going to be terrible, and I cannot wait to see it.
That's going to be amazing.
So
poorly animated CGI shark.
So if you've listened to us before, we've talked about Tommy Wiseau and his cult classic, The Room.
The Room.
Which is a terrible movie that we cannot stop watching.
Because it's amazingly awesome in its terribleness.
It's amazingly terrible. So much that they actually made a movie about that movie, and it was nominated for an Oscar.
This is true.
Not the original, because there's no chance.
There's no chance that's happening.
But the movie starring and directed by James Franco, who did an amazing job,
mm-hmm.
was nominated for an Oscar. But this movie, I can't wait. I already can't wait. I just found out about it 5 seconds ago, and I already can't wait to see
well,
this movie.
Considering this isn't like big Hollywood blockbuster movie, I'm wondering if it's going to be done quickly because they don't have to spend a lot of money, or if it's going to take even longer because they don't have the money to back it yet.
Oh, goodness, I hope it takes shorter because they don't have money. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
So we're planning to do an episode that will be online only.
Yes.
Because it's about another filmmaker. His name is Neil Breen. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that was introduced to us that's out there in the world by our friend Kevin Shoemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy named Neil Breen makes terrible movies.
Like he makes terrible movies on a similar but different scale as Tommy Wiseau.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Breen's movies are actually low budget movies. They're kind of like home movies. And he's a real estate agent in Las Vegas. And so he uses these properties as sets. And his movies are genuinely just bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoy them because we like making fun of them. But it's very similar.
And the only reason why we're going to do an internet-only one is because they're so bad that we have to curse and we can't do it over the air.
Yeah.
Because we have to use explicitives to describe how bad this is.
So be sure to check out our website at gomezcast.com for mm-hmm. updates on that web exclusive.
Exactly. Because, honestly, they're bad.
But I am super excited about Big Shark.
Is it Big Shark or Giant Shark?
Big Shark.
Big Shark.
Big Shark. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Big Shark.
That was not necessary. No.
I feel like he's clamping on to the baby shark epidemic.
I'm wondering if they're going to make that the theme song.
Oh, my God. I hope so.
You got way excited for that.
That's going to be amazing.
Okay. So we are, we're caught up on things. It's pretty nice. We're behind behind on things.
Mm-hmm.
And take a second to soak that in. But, yeah, it's true. Because we watched our Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. We watched our Gotham that we discussed on the last episode. These are all shows that we're all caught up on.
We are.
So we are genuinely doing okay considering that we're so busy.
Yeah. So we're excited about another movie coming out. Is it this weekend or next weekend? Which is How to Train Your Dragon 3? Or four?
Three. The final in the trilogy
mm-hmm.
concludes the story. The official one, because they did like a series on, I think, Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Or is it Netflix? It's one of those two. But this is like the official movie timeline.
It looks real good.
And it comes out.
Comes out on the 22nd.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say. So, yeah, there it is.
Now you're a big fan of this series.
Oh, I really am. Yeah, I'm not even going to deny it. I'm not even going to try to be like, oh, no, it's a kid thing. No, I love the How to Train Your Dragon series.
What is it about the series that you enjoy so much?
I love the wit and the humor of it, but honestly, like, it came out around the same... The first one came out around the same time as Avatar, like within a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And its 3D was better than Avatar, in my opinion. Like, they just did it right, and I think all the voice actors are great in it. The stories are fun. They're well animated. Like, they're great movies. I don't have a problem with any of it. It's because it's animated. It has dragons, and I'm not sure about the indoor plumbing. I don't think it does. But
animation is an exception.
Right. Which is why I'm saying it falls within our weird little. What is that? What is that? A Venn diagram of things that can happen.
Yes, because as we said before, that movies—if movies have dragons, movies or TV
shows—if
they have dragons, they also have to have indoor plumbing.
Yep.
Which is so we're not huge fans of Game of Thrones. I will say I've never watched the show. I have attempted to read the books, And they're just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
And they have dragons, and they have no indoor plumbing.
That's the reason why we haven't watched it.
Versus Harry Potter, which has dragons, but also has indoor plumbing.
So it's good.
So it's good. Now, it doesn't go the other way, that if a movie or a TV show has indoor plumbing but no dragons, we're okay with that, too.
Well, that's most things now.
Yes. So, just to clarify, it's mostly about the dragons. So,
I don't know. The Favorite wasn't fun.
Well, it didn't have indoor plumbing.
Exactly.
They used chamber plumbing. No, so you're saying if there's no
indoor plumbing
and dragons, no dragons.
Dragons are not. Apparently, the indoor plumbing's a big thing.
It's important to us to have bathrooms.
Exactly.
Even if we don't have to use them.
Exactly. We need to know that they exist in your universe.
We need to know that the characters can go to the bathroom if they need to.
Hey, that was a big plot. Not a big plot point, but that was a piece of the plot in Green Book.
So, okay, here we go. We had indoor plumbing in Roma.
Yeah.
Because we saw her. I mean, we didn't see her use it. We saw her go
we
in.
Heard
we heard it. So do you think that movie would have been improved by the presence of dragons?
Absolutely. That movie would have been improved by just about anything added to it other than long shots of nothing.
It's true. It's true. I'm not going to fault you on that.
Like, if they would have thrown in a guy that they cut to that was looking from left to right really quickly and then pan out and then pan back in and him look left and right again, I'd go, what was that about? And I might tune in a little longer. Because I'd be like, what's that suspenseful look? But no, didn't have anything like that. No, bad. Thumbs down. Done. Okay, so we're going to take one more break.
All right.
And then we will be right back with something to talk about to fill up the rest of the time.
That's right.
You are listening to We're a Little Behind. I'm Chris Gomez.
I'm Jen Gomez.
And we will be right back.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fork. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to We're a Little Behind. I'm Chris Gomez.
And I'm Jen Gomez.
And we are rounded the home stretch of this episode.
Yeah, we are. So you can catch up with all of our past episodes on our website at gomezcast.com. And, you know, every week that we have a show, we have our mascot, Walby, mm-hmm. who is a wallaby, because our show is We're a Little Behind, so it's the same. So he pops up in different movie posters.
I'm not going to tell you what to do, but considering we broke the news about the big shark, you should just find a picture of a shark and put him being eaten in there, and then just put that as create your own Tommy Wiseau poster.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Just have some fun doing some Photoshop with Tommy Wiseau, a shark, and Walby.
Right? Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Have some fun.
Yeah, so
it has to be that same picture of Tommy Wiseau that he uses for everything.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've had a lot of fun with Walby over this little over a year that we've been doing this show. Mm-hmm. He pops up, and I'm especially proud of the Robin Hood episode because he kind of looks like he fits. Yeah. I like it. Usually he's obviously out of place. but this one, I mean, seeing it's an animated feature, and he's an animated wallaby.
I'm a huge fan of the Black Mirror one.
Oh, the Black Mirror one is good.
Because it's so simple and simplistic and just beautiful.
So you can see all of my beautiful wallaby creations at gomezcast.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Facebook mm-hmm. at We're a Little Behind, and all of his pictures are there as well. And we post periodically about things coming up on the show and new news to keep you updated.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. So head over, give us a like on Facebook. Head over to our website, leave us a comment or two.
And we're gonna try to get to seeing some more movies and older movies and TV shows that were behind on when we get time. But we are in our final 2 weeks of our show that we're in here in town, the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm, which has been a very fun experience. It's a great show. So if you're in the Reading area, head over to riverfrontplayhouse.net
yes.
and pick up your tickets. They are going fast.
They are going. This is probably one of the more popular shows we've done.
Mm-hmm.
We have 5 shows left. I know 2 of them are nearly sold out completely, so it's the time to get your tickets.
Absolutely.
You get to see me in tights.
That's right. Right there.
There you go.
That should be enough incentive.
That is all you need.
Come out and support local theater.
That's it.
And Chris in tights.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's pretty much it. But that's what's taking up all of our time. So we've been kind of talking about, hey, we did pretty good, though. We got through all the Best Picture nominees.
This is the
minus Roma's
minus
half.
Roma. This is the first year that we've been able to do that.
Yeah.
Usually we've seen maybe one, maybe two or three at the very, very most. Mm-hmm. But this year we made it a point to see them all, and we didn't know that would be so difficult in that we did not like Roma. But the rest of them were very enjoyable. I enjoyed watching, well, that and the favorite.
There you go.
I really enjoyed watching all of them. So hopefully we'll be able to keep our momentum up and make this an ongoing event. You know, usually at our Oscar parties, we give out awards, and one of the awards used to be Cinephile, which was the award to the person who had seen the most movies. And it got to the point where, you know, a lot of the time, the Best Picture nominees wouldn't even come to Reading. So they're really going for more of the commercial successes, which has helped us tremendously.
Yes, absolutely. So that does help. And then also, you and I were always with the same number, so we kind of negated ourselves from that.
We always tied.
I'm like, I'm going to go see this one, so you don't... I'm going to be like, that's what I should have done. Just been like, okay, bye, I'm going to go do something. I'm going to go see one more, and then when you're like, I didn't see that, so you didn't either. I'd be like, ha, movie ticket stub.
I mean, if you want to go watch the rest of Roma, you'll have one up on me.
I'm not that desperate to win. All right, that's it. That's our show.
All right, well, we will see you here next week.
Good night.
Good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.